us get our plan set for now. So, he's got the song and dance about how many important things he's got on the fire.
Why do you read it?
Because I'm a good read. I think that must be it.
Anyway, I should take a hard line.
Yes, absolutely. That you had made this as a general determination, and also that you had said the same thing to other four-year men. You couldn't go back on it.
Do anything different? What has the conference like?
Brazil did not want all of Latin America, John. If I were a young man, I'd go to Brazil.
Me too.
As a start to the future. More than Australia, Brazil has got so rich.
I just told John I went to the 9th week chapter. Remember, we took that visit to the Amazon.
We had a hell of a good time. I think you.
Good.
We're running around the world like this. Breakthrough from the so-called end.
And if there's any question, we'll be done without you, that we know it. But that's the politics aside. I want you to know that I appreciate it and that I'm aware of it. When I write my book about the campaign, it should be the other authority, whether or not I find out that you came in 3 years ago. Remember when you brought in the Knights of Columbus and signed the bill and took you out of Starfield? It all paid off, didn't it? You never went that over to that show, to that Bosco dinner, which, like, we might have gone to the picnic out in Mount Maryland. That was a hell of a signal. It was fun, too. I like people. I like the Italians and the warm-hearted people. By God, I'm glad they're on our side. I'm glad my buddy Frank Sinatra's on our side. As I said, I remember asking about it. And so sometimes I say, well, he was with Kennedy. He was a jet setter. And I say, what the heck? He wants to be a Forrest Vaughn. But he's a folk hero.
Which I want you to give John, not to me, because you know what I mean. And I'll
times where Justin Rogers means a single part of your arms in control so that you can't even go to the can without getting through state. You, as ambassador to Italy, are my ambassador. Walter Annenberg has that status in England. Whoever we get for France will have that status. Germany will have that status. And Japan will have that status. Now, there'll be a couple of others, depending upon the travel spots in the world. But all will be invested. And that means, in other words, you will have what we call a back channel to the White House. So that, which doesn't mean you run circles around your president. But I don't want you to go in. The most important thing is you remember to become a captive of the State Department. They're the best prosecutors in the business where you can do it. I have to see if you go ahead and split up. If you do take this, and I pray that you do, I want to talk to Claire Luce. Because Claire Luce can give you bloody stories about how these people, even when she was there as tough as she was, how they ran circles and so forth and so on. Because we want you to be the ambassador. We do not want the State Department bureaucracy. Now, they're good people in the bureaucracy. But use them. Don't let that confuse you. That's what we'd like for you to do. And I'd like for you to consider if you could, as a matter of fact, if you don't want to move into it now, Martin, there's no strain, but wait a little while. For that matter, because he's been there 3 years. He could leave now, any of that. But time's a waste. I'd like for you to get there with your energy and your balls, frankly. As it expands economies, right? And give us a hand. That's my pitch.
Well, Mr. Joseph, I'm just deeply grateful to you for the privilege that I've served in this administration. It has been challenging. It has been tiring at times. It's frustrating. But I think overall, we have moved a young, fledgling department who was only 1 month old, trying to build.
Never had a decent secretary.
Into a department that now, the world knows we have a department transport.
I'll say.
And
you also have, let me say, you've got airline strikes, and what do you call those other things? Hijacks.
It has been very, very challenging, and we are in the midst of, as I just told John, and I'm impressed upon it all. In addition to the fact that there are three or four things, especially the cracking open of this highway trust fund, which I think is a must, absolute must, if we're going to get the kind of public transportation which you have declared a public responsibility, has got to be a breakthrough there. And because of my special relationships as Congress, I kind of felt that if I were able to stay on for a year or so, that I'm not able to make a contribution here that...
Well, this is a tough thing. I think you can be very helpful there. Let me say, however, with your guidance, the new man can also be there. He can do this. Let me say, on the highway trust fund, I couldn't feel more strongly. I have issued a personal directive after our last conversation on that. A personal directive that I told your government that we either kick him in the ass or else. But unfortunately, we have to have congressional action there.
Yes, well, absolutely. But it can be done. And we would have won last time if it wasn't for them procedural vote.
John, maybe another report on that, where that's fair.
Did I tell you, John, I would love to vote that night.
I'm not sure that he knows all the... What was the term for that parliamentary business?
In the House. In the House, the parliamentarian heard told Eddie Bowman the day before this was to come before the Congress that the subject of the motion that I was to make, the Cooper Muskie Amendment, was germane to the question before the House. He didn't tell me. He told Eddie Bowman, who's a respected member, Congressman, the clean, honorable guy. I'm very friend of mine for the last, 25 years. This is the day before. At 11 o'clock the day that a vote is going to be taken, the parliamentarian chose to change his mind. naturally. So then we had to fight, you know, on the floor for rules, you know, whether or not you could sustain, whether or not you'd be able to do this. I went to Wilbur Mills about an hour before the vote was taken. I'd known the rules many years ago, you know. See, my recommendation is, you know, to withdraw the, you know, motion, you know, at 57.5 votes, you know, a year at college, and I, you know, we'll work this up next year and so forth. So that's poor, but I'm just too far committed. I've just got to fight for it. It's
Secretary, come over to Derek, so we give them a little bowl or ask them on a personal.
Would you agree? When I was there with that person, you asked me to go over on the track in November 69, and I spent...
Gosh, was it that long ago?
Yes.
Did you make it first?
3 years ago.
November 69?
Yes.
He was the first one you sent?
Well, I spent 1 hour with him, and if you remember, some of the material I came back with at that time, you know, you were unaware of, and he said, tell the president if you run on Vietnam, to just keep going the way he's going, he's doing just right. He's speaking with all those troops out there right now. He said they'll be the biggest bloodbath the world has ever known.
That's good.
Now, you know, this is the kind of information which is desired before you can have your act in the face of the fight. You know, we have, you know, our local priests, you know, and let's
try it. Some of the local clergy, including that guy.
That's right, you know, say, stop it. And yet, this is the Holy Father himself recognizing that what the president has done is humanitarian. Even though we kill some boys, yes, but just think in terms of what would have happened had we just withdrawn and said that, oh, no, you're on your own.
It would have been.
Well, he put it in terms of the biggest bloodbath history has known. Now, I don't know what the next one
is. He's right, but he's right. He's right that the communists are so brutal. And the North Vietnamese communists are brutal. But Vietnamese are naturally beauty without brutal without being communists. So you add a communist to a Vietnamese, got a real savage bastard. That's what it really gets to.
Well, Mr. President, may I suggest this one thing. Number one, let me tell you how much I deeply appreciate the fact that you have confidence, not the ending.
We appreciate what you've got to do.
I undertake this position and post and do it well. I'd like to feel that because of my background and a few other things that I think I can do a better job, as a matter of fact,
there's no question.
I told you about this about a year ago when I visited Italy. I sat 18 guys in a room, including Mariano Cubo, the former priest.
Oh, yeah.
Giulio Andriotti, who is now a priest. Three or four other political guys, and then about a dozen industrialists, friendly. And I had them try and sit down. No MCT, no friendly out. And I just let them have it. No, you guys are going to drive this country into communism. And unless you Christian Democrats, these are all Christian Democrats. Unless
you... See, Mark is going to talk to us.
Greg, oh, Greg, what is it?
Wonderful, oh, he is. But Greg, we're not waiting. We've got
so I just told him, look, unless you pull a stop, you know, with the left faction, you know, the right faction, the Christian Democrat faction,
you see, there's another thing to the advantage of this. Well, I have known Mark, so, because I met him in Thailand years ago, and knew him casually in the Eisenhower administration when he was an undersecretary or assistant secretary of state. Your appointment to Italy would be a hell of a signal. Everybody knows that you and I have been friends and political associates for 20 years. You see, if we need that kind of a man in Italy. I've got one in England, you see. I don't have anybody in France now at the moment, and that's hard. And I don't have anybody in Germany, but if the Italians, I think it has a very great simpleness.
Well,
to have a friend, you know. You see,
not only that, but you have to remember the effect it will have, even though the effect of having a member of the President Cabinet of the Italian Ancestry,
yeah,
over the second time, was a great, you know, effect on the Cabinet of American Italian Ancestry. But let me tell you, this is not going to be lost on American Italian Ancestry as far as bringing them into the Republican fold, not just for a one-time proposition,
but to continue.
But to get them to continue, and from that post, and after all, I suppose I'd be able to get back, you know,
well, that's the time. That's, you know what we want to do? We call you into consultation.
Well,
yeah, we call you. Oh, no, that's right. We want to go over the Italian political situation, or you want to come home and give us a report or a vote or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you come back, you don't say what you're coming back for, you just have to come back. And you go around and make a few speeches. I mean, that's the way to use it now. That's the way Democrats did it.
Let me
they send this poll. To Warsaw. The crap you went to Warsaw much. He was back here making speeches to Poles. Now understand, you take this to the job, but gee, I want Bobby back here making speeches to the majority. You know, really tell him. Tell him this shows you what can happen, and we don't great a target.
He was a real.
A last great.
The Casper, he saved every time.
He's the only real, real deal.
And if you get over there, go see his wife. She's still living.
No, Casper, I regard as a woman.
Just one last question, Mr. President, if I may. If for whatever reasons, family or otherwise, I found that I would feel that I couldn't go for 6 months or a year, what would you like to do?
I'll hold it for you. I anticipated that. As a matter of fact, I told John earlier, and I'm telling you, I told John that if you raise the subject, that I am perfectly satisfied with Martin. Unless I get you correctly, because I don't want to, I told Maurice Sands that it was closed, because I told Maurice, the only one I told in confidence, Maurice said, well, we've got several guys who want to go to Italy, you know, and live it up. I said, Maurice, I said, you've got some people that they listen to that for. And I said, I want you to know that I've got an offer to hold him, because I could be wanting him to go. And he said, he'd be great. He's not crazy. But I'll tell you what I would like to. I'll hold it for a year, if you like. You know what I mean? I doesn't mean a year to the day, but you've got the whole 1972. If you could take it now, that'd be great. But if it's 6 months from now, if you work out, it'd be great. But for a year, you can figure Italy is yours, and you can do what you want. See, because I could only leave Martin there 4 years. After 4 years, he wants to be out.
That's not out.
Yes, but if you came in and say, a year from now, and said, look, you put this down, John, so you can show. Look, I can't do it right now because I got the summer in, but I can do it 6 months from now. I'll hold it another 6 months.
Well,
I have no problem with that. I just wouldn't want you to think that I was saying you got to make up your mind.
Yeah.
You and I have a relationship where you can tell me what, right now, we will say, you have an offer now, you can do what you want, you can take it later. Doing it now. I think it would be a nice touch, particularly with our community here, if it were said that Secretary Volpe, this is the Secretary of Transportation, and has accepted the President's request to go get away. I think it would be good if that could be done. That's my argument.
I would concur with the time it's best.
But if it won't work out, let me say, we'll come back to it later.
The only other question would be, is there anything that I could do for you in the interim, aside from Secretary
of
Transportation?
Well, let's give some thought to that. I mean, I'd like to...
The one thought that comes to my mind...
You have any thought?
My thought only is, I don't know what, maybe you've already made a decision to have what was sent to close that door, but your relations with the Congress were approved somewhat, I say more than somewhat, when Clark took over during when
he was a great salesman.
He's a great salesman, so I think this is an area that needs some
constant attention.
And
those means you've got a Democratic Congress.
Someone who can really.
But John, I tell you, I think that would be, if I say so, I think that would be downgraded too much. And you, for you to come from a cabinet officer to the, congressional relations. I mean, I know this town. I think they say, well, what the hell is this? I don't think it was on. I was thinking of if there were, say, something, maybe an international commission or something of that sort that could give you where you could stay here. I see what you.
I don't know. That's just we'll develop, Mr. President.
Let's let John put the thing over. You do it, John, and pass it in, and see what Flanagan has and all those agency things. See, he's got to leave it all. He's got a lot of things around, John.
Yeah, those are almost everything we have in relation.
either the captain or an ambassadorial rank would be a
settling on that problem.
But if given that, we could probably
see captain turn captain to major embassy is not a step down, it's a step sideways. Captain to pilot staff is a step down, and captain to I think captain to commissioner is a step down.
It would, I think
the only got to be embassy. It's got to be embassy, John. If you've got to be an ambassador, and that's why there are a couple of your colleagues that have expressed interest in other areas, it's about ambassadorial. So this is a pattern that's going to develop, and which is a very healthy connection, because we need it there. There would be direct ambassadors.
Well, because the relationship, which and I felt that this has been said to me by some of my time friends, you know, it'd be great if we had some of you had a really trusting relationship.
Well, look, who the hell else would I send? First of all, I could send somebody else over there that, Bob Payne, of course, he's running back on the road or something, that's not for government. But Bob, that just isn't the right man. Go to him. See my point? He's a close person. You and I are in a different situation, but everybody knows they figure what the heck they know we've campaigned together, et cetera.
We lost the
governorship. You lose that same year.
62.
You didn't lose it much.
This is fine. Yeah, I don't know. That's the one vote precinct.
Yeah, that was speaking in Massachusetts, though. There hasn't been a Republican party. No, there hasn't been a Republican party since you're there. I saw a column in the Hearst paper by John Roach about Massachusetts. And he said, you know, everybody says, why have you lost Massachusetts? He said, well, there were several reasons. One, the Kennedy business. And second, the fact that there's so many students and all that sort of thing. But he said, third, when you say that Massachusetts is that much more liberal than Connecticut or Rhode Island, he says that really isn't quite the case. He says the fourth reason is that basically the Republican organization, what it was in Massachusetts, was all for its own, each man for himself. It didn't do a damn thing for the president. And they said it as if this thing, they said, broke. Sergeant, I said, I'm not making this charge, this is road trip. But I was thinking about John, if Bobby had been there as governor at this time, he'd carry, how did you lose? How can you carry 49 states in Massachusetts, John? How the hell can you?
He said this.
I said, I would want to go in. They said, no. They said, I think Sergeant Arestbelt probably would have hurt Price Evans by 65%. But they're all done with it. You're a team player. Those guys aren't. Am I right about this?
You're absolutely right.
Chuck Colson told me, and you know, he knows Andrew, Chuck Colson said there is no Republican organization in Massachusetts and hasn't been since the days you left as governor.
Do you know why not? In January of this year, we tried to get first John Mitchell to appoint a statewide chairman for Massachusetts.
Outside the state.
And I tried for 3 or 4 months. I couldn't get one. I gave up two names.
It's a job hard to play with, sorry.
And, and then I heard Clark Gray stand up and then one day and say, now Frank Sidon, they always really go on the town. And I said to myself, oh my God, he's been on Frank
Sidon. He was your lieutenant governor.
He was my lieutenant governor. Well, let me tell you, he was a different man. I think he's certainly not on a mission for us.
No, I can answer every job.
Remember that by the old Nardi by the church, the where the old men sit around? said it, it would be better if we could announce you're coming, even if you could say,
John, would it be possible to announce he was going to be named the best of Italy later?
Yeah, we've done that before.
Yeah,
and not sent.
Yeah,
a nominee or confirmation.
We could do that.
We could do that. We could
see. I think there's something lost if we don't grab it now.
We could do that, and then later,
you could say, I regret that I can't take it. I want you to do that.
But we could say that John Obias has been asked to take the rest of it.
That link comes, Mark.
How about saying he will be,
no,
this will be some,
no, that's very good. I think that would handle it.
You could say that Secretary Volpe, has agreed to undertake a major assignment in the international field at a later time. How's that sound?
That would do it
very well. That means you're running from open. But if you decide it sooner, it's better.
Yeah. Well, I think that I would agree to 100%.
But I understand the personal thing. If you don't decide it sooner, go handle it that way.
Yeah.
If we were, and then we can decide then whether you want to take the assignment. If we give you, and I'll say, what is that major? So, see, I did that with Connor. Remember when he left, I said that Connor would undertake several assignments. Well, I put him on the FIA, the Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board.
Yeah, that was the impression of Brazil, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The foreign, the finance minister down there, all just spoke.
But let me say, with regard to you, to get back, you, I did it. Connor worked perfectly. I said, he's going to undertake some other assignments. So I can say that to you. If you agree to take an assignment in the international group, that will be announced at a later date. Then the press will come in and say, what are you going to do? You say, well, I haven't decided yet. 6 months from now, we can decide. How's that sounding?
That sounds
good. That gives you your option.
That's right.
Either go now,
right,
and which I'd rather do, or go off to later, and then I'll just keep Mark there. And so you have no objection to keep Mark there?
Oh, no. Mark is doing a good job.
Yeah.
The only thing I hear about Mark is that, you know, he calls a shot at 6 o'clock. He's not, you know, I'm not a socialite either, you know, I don't put any surprise, you know.
Well, you are right.
But, you know,
but you've got your life. You're like some of the candidates in rank. They're the worst bunch of men. You know, for us to win by 60%, 61%, and then not carry the Congress and have to be candidates, but did you see some of the candidates for the House around the country?
That's really
sad. They weren't young. Well, they isn't just young, but damn it.
Aggressive.
Well, frankly, they weren't impressive. They didn't have it. And I would say that, like you do it better than I, because you're more outgoing. But I do it too. I, frankly, Agnew doesn't do it as well as he ought to. But I never, I mean, even as president of all the security, I never go to an airport. I never get out of a car without going to that fence.
Even though I'm not running for anything, I just never have to do it. I'm not sure you got to a point now where
you're very you've got to feel people. It isn't just statement. You've got to look into their eyes.
You let flesh. And really feel it, not just, you know,
and look in our eyes too.
Not just not with the next one. That's one thing I've learned very early. And the top thing about it, so we call my attention. You shake the person's hand, and if you're not careful, you look at the next guy. Why are you still shaking hands with this guy? That's the worst thing in the window. You got to look
there in the eye long line. Even the farmers,
they're
saying, you got to look for 1 inch. Look, and then go, look.
Well, you're going
to we'll leave it this way, and you get, you have, you know, the details. You let John know what you want, and we'll work out what we want in terms of this.
Now, I'd like to go back. I have, as I told John, I have prepared some thoughts on the department very early, and I would like to be able to put these thoughts together properly in the next 10 days.
Thank you, God.
And present to you, and then also as far as possibilities for my successor. Would you want me to work with John?
Yes, if you would. You would. We've got 3 or 4 names.
If you would work out the rest of the...
Go ahead. I'll try to put that right out. And the agency heads in your department all up and on.
No.
But throw the admiral's name in. First line down, I just like the sound of it.
Well, let's see this question.
You think he's about 55 or 6?
I'd say he's probably closer to...
He's actually 58.
That's
all right, but he's in...
Oh, he's a director of a major construction consult engineering firm. He's well known across the nation. He'd be highly respected as a man. He's a recognized name. Peltier is a French name, I did, Mr. President. And let me tell you, although a lot of people think that a French, you know, feels they're out, amalgamated, and, you know,